You missed that, didn't you?
Yeah, it must mean someone's dead.
Good. I really should fade that out instead of just cutting it. Well, welcome back, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good.
I hate vodka. That's all we have in the house. I drank all the cooking sherry, and now I'm down to the vodka.
I mean, cooking sherry is pretty good, Ralph.
Is it?
No.
I didn't think so.
So, we got a boat. I'm pretty happy about that. I'm very proud of our drunk boat.
Am I supposed to read this before the session? Is it okay if I just read it during the session?
You can just read it now. Right. Here, I'll read it. Sewer Sentinel. That's the garbage that stinks. New fort, same junk. The crew decided to move the junk fort and stole a garbage barge to do so. The new junk barge floats down the sewers, safe from Baz's eyes. Chuckles hit the books and upgraded his healing abilities. He's met with Skylock and told him of his progress and promised to come back for his college fund. The captain spent some time in the bookstore and managed to learn a fireball spell. Classic. He also decided to learn how to upgrade the junk fort so they could properly steal the vessel. Chuckles gave him a hand as well as assisted Squish in upgrading his rifle. Squish had some lady trouble at the Golden Plum while impressing Chef Rozelle with his slug boo-boom sauce dish. He made the mistake of attempting to steal a cigar. Rozelle tossed him out, where he then met Lady Amoria. He harassed the young woman while she tried to eat her sandwich. Now is a time of new beginnings and maybe new endings. Like a steerless garbage draft drifting through the sewers, the gang is drifting through life, ignorant of what's around the bend.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the part where you tried to steal a cigar.
Yeah, I forgot about that till I read it.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I tried to get it for Dee Dee to get rid of some of his stress.
To be fair, you did take it.
I did take it.
You still took it.
Oh. Can I give any to Dee, or give it to Dee Dee to relieve her stress?
I think you did at the very end. You just tossed it to her.
Okay. Did that work?
Oh,
is our eight now stress-free?
I mean, what else she got else to stress about? Where her next meal's coming from?
Maybe.
Next nicotine's coming from.
She didn't get slapped.
That monkey's got a smoking problem.
I mean, I think this is the part where we would just go to Baz and say, hey, what do you want us to do next? But I feel like maybe we shouldn't do that.
I don't think so.
I vaguely remember. Now I wish I would have listened to the episode. I vaguely remember arguing about whether or not we should just go to Baz's and blow him up or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what our plan was. I think it was... Bridget, do you remember the plan?
You kind of went back and forth on how you wanted to deal with Baz. You did at one point think about finding someone to befriend and then giving them to the police to lower your heat levels.
I remember that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and then you guys are going to throw me in jail.
Yeah, and then it was going to be Bugsby for a while.
But we'd have to catch that rascal.
Yeah.
He's too swift.
Yeah, well, he'll get his.
Maybe, and then I know we talked about this, I got this far in re-listening. The little fat kid, Pritchard. Well, you go talk to him. Is that weird?
You could. He is at the Red Stashes. If you'd like to talk to him.
Well, I mean, I just feel like they're kind of. Well, I guess basically, just it's not really that big of a mystery. Baz is just trying to wipe out the Red Stashes and frame them for this.
So we need to team up with the Red Stashes.
Are you asking me? I can't see you, so I'm just.
I mean, I'm just kind of making a general question, trying to brain freeze.
That's not a bad option. You know, talk to
him. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's the good guy. I mean, because Baz is basically trying to frame the Red Sashes, but maybe the Red Sashes are a bunch of assholes. I don't really know.
Well, he's also trying to frame us.
But the enemy of my enemy is my friend, my friend. And right now we have a junk barge that's pretty good for hiding, but we got to do something here. What about your friend Lady Amoria? Doesn't she have any jobs or something we could do?
Yeah, I think you done pissed her off.
Whose friend?
Your friend.
She's not my friend.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Yeah.
You did eat her lunch.
No, I didn't.
Well, you did ruin it.
I tried to give her an opportunity.
That wasn't much of an opportunity.
Well, still an opportunity.
In as much as a threat is an opportunity. An opportunity not to get her ass kicked, I guess.
While you guys are around the junk forts, going down the sewers, are talking about this, you hear a voice calling from one of the shores. What do you mean opportunity to get my ass kicked?
Oh.
What?
Oh, Lady Amoria?
You look out the window, and yes, there's Lady Amoria in the gutters wearing her finest clothing.
Well, hello! Nurse!
I'm like hanging off. I'm doing the Forrest Gump thing.
Can you slow it down? Can I get a board? Or am I just going to watch you guys just drift on by?
Well, no, we don't just let anyone on here.
Oh, get on here! You want to be a part of our crew?
No, I had to put on my good hat. Sorry, ma'am.
I like to think that you all just scramble back inside, get yourself all refreshed, you know, wearing your clean hats. And
brushing our teeth a little bit.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, throw me a rope or something, or lower the gangplank. What do you guys do? How do I get on this thing?
Nobody knows.
Right, no, you gotta jump. You gotta trust.
I toss a garbage can lid like out like it's like sort of like supposed to be like a dinghy.
Did you ever stop to think whether or not a garbage can lid would float?
I thought it would. Circular things are known to float.
A roll for physics.
Yeah, let's just roll and see if it floats.
All right, for what? Physics?
1D.
What? Just one die?
Yeah, just roll one die.
All right. Partial success.
She's able to, the garbage lid doesn't sink all the way. It kind of floats up on top, and Lady Amoria kind of picks up her skirts, backs up across the edge. Gives it a running jump, jumps, hits the garbage lid, sinks a little bit, you know, gets some sewer water on her foot, but does manage to clear the gap and lands on the garbage barge, or junk barge. What are we calling this?
What are we calling it? The junk barge? I guess the junk barge.
The junk boat? The garbage barges?
The junk boat.
The garbage barge. The garbage.
The garbage.
The garbage.
The garbage.
The garbage.
Garbage.
She kind of kicks her foot and is just like looking at her leg in kind of disgust and then looks all at you. And
let me get that for you. And I start rubbing my sleeve on her legs to dry off her ankles. There you go. There you go. Good as new, ma'am.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
I'm glad to see you guys have a seafaring vessel. It's a real upgrade for you.
Yeah, ignore the garbage. It's garbage.
Also, hold your nose. It doesn't smell good here.
Watch the hole in the floor.
And don't touch my tractor.
And you're going to want to stay away from Dee Dee's corner. He's very territorial.
Yeah.
She kind of like looks and... Kind of like, you know, when you're in a China shop and you're like, I shouldn't touch anything. She just kind of stands there, very tense. Okay. Well, didn't know if you guys could be of assistance. I heard a rumor that you are looking for work. I know after we last talked to Squish, we didn't really leave things on good terms, but I thought maybe you guys could lend me a hand on something.
Well, we're not really in the middle of anything right now, are we, gents?
Oh yeah, don't worry. We gave Squish a talking to about how he needs to be nicer to people.
He will not eat your sandwich.
Not again.
It didn't really work. I will eat your sandwich.
Will you just shut up while she's here? Just pretend like you're being nice for a little while.
That was being nice and flirty.
Oh. Okay.
She's not impressed.
Now there's nothing to say.
I am glad you guys have a boat. You might need it for this. Have you guys ever heard of the Magu Fin?
The what?
The Magu Fin. Legendary. Of course you haven't. You uncultured swines. It's a necklace.
Hey, hold on. Paul, what is this thing she's talking about?
It's a swine is a type of pig.
No, I was asking Paul.
Oh, Paul?
The Magu Fin?
The Magu Fin?
Paul, do you know anything about the Magu Fin? I lift my my shoulder up.
And Lady Amoria kind of glares at the statue. Yes, Paul says, I have heard of it. It's a necklace.
Hey, I think that's the first time we've gotten a solid answer out of this guy, right, guys?
So I turn to Lady Amoria and go, yes, it's a necklace.
And you wanted to sell Paul, the cat. And look what he just did. That was probably a 15,000 coin answer.
I don't think
necklaces had names.
She was going to tell us.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of this movie of Titanic was that they were looking for a necklace.
I thought that was the diamond. Was it the Hope Diamond? But that was the diamond.
It was not the Hope Diamond.
No, it's the heart
of the sea. No, it's the heart of the ocean. You're right.
Oh, I thought. I don't know about the chicken in the ocean.
She threw it in the ocean at the end. But yeah, necklaces can have names.
It's a famous artifact. It's supposed to be incredibly powerful, blah, blah, blah. I know you guys aren't interested in that. The more important part of it is that this was captured, or rather caught, in a treasure chest recently. There was a fishing expedition that went out to the void sea. They came back. They started bragging about capturing this treasure chest and this treasure map and the Magu Fin. And I would like it back.
So I got to steal a necklace.
It was yours?
Well, no, it's not mine, but it doesn't, it should, some collector is going to come along and they're going to buy it and they're going to display it every couple of weeks, you know, and wear it. But it's a historical piece. It has a history to it. It has an artifact. I can't stomach the idea of it being bought and sold like that. So I thought I'd ask you guys if this is something you can do. If you can't, don't worry. I'm sure there's someone else who would love to have a treasure chest sitting around.
Wait, are you going to try to blow this place up too?
I'm not going to come along on this mission. I'm not going to go anywhere near it. The heat's too hot for me. That's why I'm asking you. My colleagues, you know, we all obviously heard about what you did. And I mean, they're not excited that I lost the lion, but they're giving me another opportunity. And you guys kind of owe me one, right? Like you owe me, like, it's a good deal. You guys get treasure chest. I get a necklace, you know, has a map, treasure map. You guys look like you are the pirate type. And she points like over the captain.
Are we talking about booty? Booty?
A booty with a B, yes.
Well, yes. Oh, boy. Oof, this is awkward.
I say we take it, Lance. We can always use the extra money right now, especially with the heat on us. And maybe we won't. Maybe this is an opportunity not to blow something up. Unless that's what you guys want. I mean, we can also make it an opportunity to blow several things up. I mean,
I feel like I should blow something. up.
And for every explosion you commit, Chuckles, is one less nut blast. Or something like that.
I feel like that's like giving up weed for heroin. But Uncle Scluck didn't say I had to stop blowing things up. Did he? I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
You're just thinking about all the things you can blow up with that money.
Oh, yeah. The college fund? Yeah. We're going to get that somehow. How about this for an alternate mission? Let's rob Scluck for my college fund.
Let's circle back to that one.
Right. He's really old. I'm sure we could kill him with a stiff breeze.
Prism did him no favors.
No. He did not do any push-ups or pull-ups. He just sat there and waited for us to break him out.
Cried a lot.
Some squats.
I guess. I don't know much about... So, wait, do we actually have to go on the seas?
No, I don't know. That's kind of the problem. That's also the reason I came to you. I don't know where the treasure is. Actually, nobody really knows. The crew that caught it have been bragging about it, bragging that they found it. But other than that, I don't have anything. I could tell you the crew.
Because this junk barge, I mean, it barely floats. We're good here in the sewer. I don't know about waves.
Oh, well, once we get our navigation system, I'm sure this thing will be much more seaworthy. Ain't that right, Chuckles? He's our best technician. We got our best guy on the job.
You're already talking to me. Then he said, ain't that right, Chuckles? When you were talking to me.
Ain't that right?
Well, it couldn't hurt, I suppose. No, who is the crew of this that we got to blow up? I mean, Nut Punch. I mean, trick into giving us their stuff.
It's called the Dawn's Hammer.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
That sounds familiar.
Does it?
I don't know why I even take notes.
The ship... It's called, well, the ship is called the Dawn's Hammer Reforged. Apparently the first one blew up and sunk in the harbor.
Right. Now I know why it sounds familiar.
Oh, I just forgot. Never heard of it.
Anyway, a couple of the crew said that they went on this fishing expedition, that they go for Leviathan caviar, and they ended up finding at the bottom of the sea a treasure chest. And now the crew is saying that they found the Magu Fin and they're spending money like it's not coming back. And I don't really care about the money. That's not so important to me. But the rest of whatever's in there, the Magu Fin, I definitely would like that back.
Let's get it, lads.
All right. I guess you got yourself a deal.
Oh, there's no deal. If you guys mess this up and get blown up or get in the police, you can leave my name out of it. I mean, you give me the necklace and we'll call it nice.
I don't think I will.
But yeah, you're paying for the necklace, right?
Well, that, or I could just put back the ghost that I kind of just released onto your boat.
What?
Yeah, you know how, like, at Watt's place, I had a ghost in the basement that would blow things up? I thought, well, I'm not using him. I mean, he blew up, but, you know, it's a ghost. So I was like, well, wouldn't it be funny if I went to the boat of the people who blew that up and just set him off? So.
Wait, the people that blew what up? The house?
Yeah.
That was you.
It was the ghost.
That you control, so we
and now he's here. Yeah, but things didn't really go according to plan.
Now you're extorting us.
Yeah, kind of.
So either we get this necklace, or you blow up our new house.
I mean, she looks around. Don't think it'll do much, do you?
No, it's already garbage. I mean, I'm sure we could build another one out of, you know,
some garbage. Sticks.
It already looks like it's been built out of wreckage once. Got to be honest.
Hey, we stole this barge fair and square.
No, it was given to us, and then we moved it, so, you know, we earned it. Baz gave it to us, and he was going to burn it down. Then we moved it in the sewer.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the boat itself.
The boat? I don't know where that came from.
We just saw it. We were moving the junk fort, and we saw it and just tossed it on there and just shoved off. I mean, I think it's pretty explanatory.
All right. Mystery solved. What's the next one? Oh, wait. How do we not get blown up? So you blew up that house with a ghost?
Yeah, there is a bomb. There's a demon, ghost, in the basement, and he's attached to a bomb. His name is Kaboom, and he was supposed to wait for my word and then blow up the house. Well, things got a little hectic, and, you know, I lost Paul, or your little, you know, statue there, and things got a little out of hand. The house blew up. I escaped. The ghost escaped. Got him back in his bottle. Not doing anything with him. And I thought, well, what would be a good way to save face? And the Magu Finn shows up. And I think, who do I know who would prefer, you know, who could go get that for me? And I thought of you. And I thought, maybe just to sweeten the deal, I'll release the bomb ghost down here in case you guys got a little sassy with me.
Us get sassy? No.
Maybe eat your lunch. Probably.
I will eat your sandwich.
One day, I will eat your lunch. Then my vengeance will be complete.
I guess we have to do it. I mean, we love adventure and hate getting blown up. We wish there was some money involved. But...
Yarr.
Now, there is, like I said, you guys can take the rest of the treasure chest. Whatever's left, yours to keep.
You just want the necklace. And the necklace is in the treasure chest.
Yes. Yep. You got it.
Next question. Any possibility inside this treasure chest there are onions or perhaps exotic foods?
Don't know about that one.
Likelihood, though, if you had to put a percentage on it, 90%? 95%?
Considering that this is supposed to have just been sitting at the bottom of the void sea for decades, maybe longer, I'm going to say the option is probably like less than 30, that there are onions in this.
Okay. Hey, 30%, buddy.
30's pretty good.
You might be getting your onions. Getting your onions.
There's literally nowhere else we can get them. So
at the bottom of the sea.
Bottomest of the ocean.
Bottomist.
Bottomist.
It's a
technical term. It's Latin. All right, I'm in.
Let's do it. Where are these?
Let's do it.
Now, where are we going?
Now, we'll set sail.
Oh, we've been drifting for about an hour now, aimlessly. Somebody should probably go, you know. I don't know why we put the steering wheel in here, and, like, I can't really see what's going on out there.
Right.
It also doesn't steer anything. It's
no, more not
like
yet.
A place where people come to get their picture taken.
Well, don't tell her that. But also offer her to have, ask her if she wants her picture taken.
For money.
Me too. I want my picture taken?
Yeah, at the wheel of the garbage.
Yes. You want to pretend like you're steering the garbage.
Yes. I do want my picture taken.
Well, it's going to cost camera? You.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
15,000 coin.
Little peck on the cheek.
You want a kiss, and I get a picture.
Yeah. Just a little one. Just on the cheek over here, please.
The what?
All right. Let's see if you convince her. Try to sway her.
Oh, great. I have no people skills.
Well, why don't you swear to the world tinker?
Can I tinker her?
No.
Tinker her? I barely know her.
Can't do that out of first kiss.
Failure.
You know what? On second thought, I think
you end up in a very desperate position.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not interested, and I'm a little appalled that you'd asked.
You know what? Me neither.
Hey, wait, I got a little appalled here.
Gotcha. Now get out of here. Let us get on our adventure.
Can we just throw her? We toss her off on a bag of garbage.
We throw her back on that sinking garbage can lid.
Just leave her adrift.
Yep.
And wave. Well,
see you later. Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, like Forrest Gump. All right. Did she say where we're supposed to go?
No, she said to set sail.
There. I was making a drink at the time.
Well,
yeah, she just told us that we got to go to the Dawn's Hammer Reloaded.
Reforged.
Right. Oh boy, they are not going to want to talk to us. We need to find an intermediary to do the talking to it for us over there, because they are going to be pissed. They are definitely going to remember us. We don't blow the shit out of that. Well, I mean, they named it the same thing.
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't necessarily. I'm just saying it's a risk.
I think we'll be okay. I mean, we weren't, they probably won't recognize us.
All right. Yeah, let's just go in there.
Also, she's gone now, right?
Lady Amoria, yeah, you dumped her on the trash can.
So okay. We can fart now.
Captain.
Yes?
Try to attune to that bomb ghost.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting I can do these things. All right.
It's funny, I did too. I never seen you really, really do it.
I've seen you try.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, attune. Partial success, lads. I don't know what that means.
Ah! We'll find out.
Wait, that's not the right one. Hold on. Oh. Is that a spooky ghost looking thing?
Oh, I see.
Or is that a man in a butler?
Oh, there he is. I mean, he's a butler. It's kind of spooky.
Okay, hold on.
In a way.
It's definitely the wrong picture. Hold on.
New actor 21. Oh boy.
There you go. Is he spooky now?
Spooky.
So you attune, and yeah, there's definitely a dark figure on the boat. He's kind of focusing in and out. You know, he's kind of blurry. He's not quite 100% there. But all you can hear coming from him is the sound of like a fuse burning, like a, you know, kind of burning like a candle or something. That's being burned.
Can you try to get him in a bottle?
I do have my chains that I never get to use.
Wait, can we talk to him first? Does he say anything? Hey, you ghost.
I don't.
What do you want with us, monster?
I need about tree fitting.
What do I have?
The ghost.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What do you?
I was gonna say. I was gonna say. How do I throw my chains on him?
You can just use that when you're trying to command him. It gives you like a little boost.
Okay. So, do I? I have an. I think I have one empty bottle, right?
Yeah, I think you do.
Can I command him?
Yeah, Helix and one. Bottle? Yeah, you can put him in an empty bottle. Yeah, I assume Helix you.
And one, and then I have Helix and one, and then I have a ritual summoning of a fire demon of some sort.
Okay, so if you wanted to put him in an empty bottle, you can. If you want to take him with you, you're going to have to add that onto your load. You'd have to have 4 bottles then.
Okay. Do I already have, how many bottles?
That makes sense. You have 2 bottles that you can carry with you currently.
Uh-huh.
If you just want to capture him and throw him in an empty bottle and leave him in the junk fort, that's fine. You can do that, because I definitely think you would have a lot of empty bottles lying around, considering you drink obsessively. But if you wanted to take him with you in addition to your other 2 bottles, then you would have to increase your load.
Oh, use him as a weapon.
Bottles? you have Neelix and then the fire ball.
Ritual, that's a ritual. I don't think that counts. That's a ritual summoning.
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait. Yeah, then you can catch him.
Just making sure. I mean, you might be right, but I thought
it was a demon that did the fireball for you.
That's what I said, yeah.
Right, but it's a ritual that he brings. It's not like he's in a bottle.
Oh, right. I thought, okay.
Yeah, no, you do right, a ritual to summon him. Yeah, so. Okay. Sort of like
one bottle.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna go ahead and give a little command here. And,
get in my bottle.
I'm going to throw it in like a fishing... I'm going to throw it at him with my chain like a fishing line. And then can I...
Make sure you add one.
What? Add one?
Plus one for using your... Yeah, for using your hooks.
Right.
Or chains, as you've decided to call that.
Oh, man.
That's correct.
We got a large one, boys.
No, that can't be correct. Your commands...
You have two commands.
Hmm? Yeah, so you should roll 3 die.
Yeah. It's your command plus one.
I did do command plus one.
Did you click on yourself? Because that...
I didn't click on myself. I just clicked on the command action.
It was rolled on your captain.
How do you only have one, though?
I don't know.
You should have 3.
I have one on my paper. Did I upgrade my command at one point?
It says two, you have two on your sheet in Foundry.
So what happened?
Yeah, so if you roll your commands, you should get 2 plus 1. That's why I'm confused why you got only rolled 1.
I rolled my command plus 1. Do you want to try it again?
Yeah, because that's not the right number.
See, I'm doing the same thing.
I don't know. I rolled your command plus 1, and it did something different. That's crazy.
Can we take that roll?
Please.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You tell me how you capture him. You got him.
Oh, I catch him like a marlin, you know? And he's I'm giving him some slack and then reeling him in. And I'm giving him some slack and then I'm reeling him in. And I'm giving him some slack and then I'm reeling him in. And he's fighting. Oh, he's a fighter. He's like knocking things over, and Chuckles and Squish are both doing things. I'm not sure what, but
Squish is hiding.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is like, it's kind of like that scene in the second Ghostbusters movie where they're in the courtroom and they're just making a huge mess of that courtroom. I mean, it's probably like the first scene in the first Ghostbusters movie where they made a huge mess of that ballroom, but yeah, it's like that, except our place was already kind of a mess, so it's kind of cleaning the place up.
It somehow looks better afterwards.
It's you're like all those all that destruction's kind of like an aesthetic thing. And then eventually I get him into an arm lock and I yell at him, and then he gets into the, and then I kind of like shove him into a bottle.
Yeah, you cork him up. Now inside of this old whiskey bottle, you just have this black undulating mask.
Oh yeah. Did we ever figure out what it was?
No, I was trying to ask it, but then you just cast it.
Can I ask it now? Now that it's in the bottle, what kind of ghost are you?
Yeah. Yeah. You can ask him.
What kind of ghost are you, monster?
I'm not a ghost. I'm a demon.
Oh guys, we got a good one. I don't think I've ever caught a demon before.
You can't just catch my people.
I didn't mean to.
We could have put you in a bottle this entire time?
No, because I'm half demon.
Humans cannot be bottled.
Can you put Squish in a bottle?
Bridget?
try to put me in a bottle.
I'm going to say no on this one. I'm implying that there's different types of demons, the type of demon he is, and then these actual otherworldly beings. Because I'm pretty sure if you just hit Squish with your hooks, they would hurt, but they wouldn't do anything to his soul or force him into a bottle.
It would just be as bad as getting hit with a regular fishing hook.
Yeah, it still hurt, but I think you just piss him off and actually command his will into
a bottle. I would be very mad, yes. I would then punch you.
We could tinker him into a bottle.
What?
Do you want to give it a try, Captain?
What'd you say?
Do you want to try?
No. I just wanted to... I'm okay with the question being unanswered for now.
The answer is no, it wouldn't work. You just see how you'd roll to see how much you piss him off.
Oh, well then no. It doesn't sound very paragon.
Renegade for life.
All right. Well,
he's in the bottle. Do you have anything else you want to ask him?
Yeah. What can you do
for me?
If you let me out, give me like 5 minutes and I will just blow the lid off this popsicle stand. Love to blow things up. Big fan. Little bummed. I've heard about you guys. Pretty excited.
Yeah. This is, you're perfect for the crew.
Yeah, we are going to use you to your fullest extent. We love blowing shit up.
We are.
I'm so excited.
How often can you blow this popsicle stand?
And how familiar are you with plosions?
Great with plosions. Blow up once, I'll do good. I go back to the demon realm, and then you gotta summon me again. But I'm always willing to blow things up.
All right. Well. Thank you. And I put them in my pocket and they're like, guess we got, guys, we got like ourselves one freebie, if you will, of blowing something up. If we want, we can blow this necklace up.
You're right. We should blow up Lady Amoria.
I don't think we should just kill people.
He is so vengeful.
I'm just not sure why. Just because
she did not give him a sandwich or $15,000.
Right.
She tricked me. I thought she was taking me downstairs for some sweet, sweet lovin's.
Nope. Instead, she introduced you to our first major explosion.
She'd be a cruel mistress. Us on the map.
Yeah, she's the one that's the one that put us on the map, lads, is that first explosion.
Yep.
You're welcome. You hear from the bottom.
Oh.
Who's that?
I thought that was Paul.
No, that's definitely the bottom. Demon. It's Kaboom.
Oh, kaboom. All right. Well, I guess we'll just keep that. Hopefully it doesn't blow up prematurely on us. I'm sure there's no way this can backfire.
Nope, not at all. I'm a great pirate.
All right.
Best one I've ever heard of.
Yep, set sail.
Yep, here we go. Set sail. Oh, wait. We've been drifting for several hours now. Guys, we got to go get a big stick.
Can our sail just be like made of like old clothes? Like ratty shirts and pants and stuff that we sewed together.
Carpet. Stolen. Various carpet. Stolen fabrics. Just like tablecloths and just old uniforms and stuff.
Yeah. Rugs and carpets people have, collected over the years.
Drapes.
But not the one that TV's sleeping on.
You could, yeah. You could definitely, if you want to make something, make a sail. It's not going to be very effective with the as effective with the steering as your captain's navigation project will be. But
right,
yeah, it's a great project. We got the best people on it. Sorry.
No, you're good.
All right, let's just go to the Dawn's Revenge.
Dawn's Revenge. I feel like that's ominous.
Especially since it's dusk.
I also think it's called Thor's Hammer Reforged.
No, it's something else.
Oh, Dawn's Hammer Reforged.
I don't know. I have Reloaded, Revenge, and Reforged?
What the fuck? Ooh, Reloaded sounds cool.
Resurrection.
How do you reload a boat?
So you guys walk down the docks. I'm assuming you're all wanting to go, right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Are you all ready to go?
You were right to cut us off.
So you all start walking down the docks. It's pretty hustle and bustle down there. You pass some groups of, you know, pretty armed men who kind of give you a side eye as you walk past. Lots of fish, lots of smells. And you're just in this harbor area with just rows and rows and rows of piers with boats outside of them.
The dock.
Wait, we should probably find Turnswell.
What's he going to do?
See if he can find it to authenticate it.
The necklace?
Yeah.
We'll do that after we get the necklace.
But that way we can find out where it is 100%.
Oh, you think he'll be able to help?
Yeah. Be able to find out where it is so like he can lead us to that instead of just going to the ship and hoping it's on there.
Good idea. Also, he should talk to anybody that needs talking to at the by this boat because I'm scared that they're going to recognize me and then try and blow me up.
So are you going to go back to, you're looking for Turnswell now?
Yeah. Can't we just like call him?
Yeah, he owns a store. Can we go to his store?
Yeah, of course. You go to Turnswallow's store, and unfortunately, it looks like there hasn't been anyone in there in quite some time. But outside of the store,
did we bring him anything like a gift?
Oh, we're gonna get him a bottle of booze.
Well, we don't already. We should give him. Captain, do you have any booze on you?
No.
Perhaps in your peg leg? I know where you keep it now.
I don't have a peg leg.
I mean, yeah, I know that it's not exactly a peg, but it is fake, and it's a leg. So, come on, out with it.
I like, bend over, and like all you hear is a popping noise, and I pull it out.
It's half drank.
It's not enough for a party.
All right. Good enough for a party. Let's fill it up with water the rest of the way, just like, you know, and he'll think it's full.
I pull out some of the holy water, dump it in there.
Holy water.
Oh, yeah. He's going to love
that. He's going to totally believe this. This is a great idea.
The shop that you walk into definitely looks empty. Doesn't look like there's been anyone for a while. It's still pretty disheveled from the last time you visited it. There's nobody inside.
Turnswallow! We're here for you.
Is there a bell on his table or his desk?
Oh, like
there's a little bell.
I ring the bell furiously.
From outside of the store, one of the things you assumed was garbage just laying on the street kind of shuffles and like moves and gets up and he goes, who's ringing the bell?
It's your old buddies.
Hello? You look and you see Turnswallow and he doesn't have his glasses on anymore. He's incredibly disheveled and he's just like staring wildly into the store. He's not really recognizing any of you. Who? What? We're closed. Come back tomorrow.
No, we're not here to buy anything. We're here because we need you to do something for us.
You guys, this is all your fault.
No, we done broke you out of jail.
Broke me out of jail. I wanted to stay in the jail.
And don't you remember who gave you a biscuit? Who gave you a biscuit?
You gave me a biscuit. And then guess what?
And then what?
It exploded. And you give it to me on that whiskey onion shit. And I go to Watts. And then it blows up. And I'm the one that's getting arrested. You three. And he's very drunk, but he is irate. He's like, I don't want anything to do with any of you.
Yeah, just but
give him the bottle.
Do you want something to do with this?
Wow.
Squish. Squish. Do you want to have anything to do with this? You degenerate.
Hold out the bottle.
He kind of stares at it, begrudgingly, but definitely he takes the bottle out of your hands, and he rolls his eyes, but he uncorks it and starts drinking. And he drinks, and he drinks, and he drinks, and he takes the whole bottle down in one solid drink.
In one gulp. Hey!
And does
I'm glad we watered that one down.
That was for sharing.
Yeah, that was enough to have a party.
I was hoping a party for four, but goddamn, dude.
Jesus Christ. Save some for the fishes.
What do you possibly want?
All right, we got an interesting business proposition for you.
Very interesting.
We need you to find and evaluate the Merc's turtle necklace.
The Ming Fung. Ming Fung. The
main fin.
Monk fin.
Monk fin.
The Huck fin.
The Huck fin.
What?
I mean, he knows what we're talking. You know what we're talking about.
The Moy fin?
The Mock.
Are you talking about that stupid Magu fin?
Magu.
Magu fin. Yeah, that's it.
Magu.
Yeah. I heard some guys in the bar talking about that, so they picked it up along with all of spending money at the bar like it's no big deal.
Wait, you met the guys?
Of course. They've been up here and down on this. They've been over at that bar over there, wagging tail. They've been drinking there for days, spending money.
Do they look strong?
I mean, a bit stronger than me.
But stronger than
he kind of than wobbles me? A little.
Can I look for his glasses behind the table, behind the counter?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
I'm sure he's going to do something mean with them. He's going to step on them or something.
Survey. Yeah, survey. See if you find them.
Or blow them up.
You do find the glasses, but they're kind of cracked down the middle, and they're just two halves of glasses.
Give me those things.
Yeah, give it to the tinkerer.
I could probably fashion a good old tape. Regular glasses out of them. Yeah. All right. Can I roll for that or is it?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
You fix his glasses. You take this like group of just bent metal and glass and you just kind of you mess around with them and you hand them back.
There you go, Poindexter.
Even than they were before.
That is some impressive work you do, Juggles.
So I take him and I put him on his face.
Thank you.
You take the tinkering like I take the pirating.
You don't have to insult him like that, man.
Yeah, we haven't pirated anything yet.
I mean, I might be the worst pirate you ever known, but I'm trying to be the best.
I mean, 50% of the ships we've been on, we'd blowed up.
We've been on more than one ship?
The Garbage Barge.
Oh, the Garbarge?
The Garbarge is a ship?
That's more like a pontoon.
All right, then 100% of the ships we've been on, you blowed up.
I mean, none of them have been my ship.
You tried, though.
I mean, but it didn't happen, so there.
They're still there. Now, here's your glasses, you big nerd. You're going to help us?
Just trying to give a lot of compliment.
He blinks and goes, I don't know what you want me to do. Bring me the necklace. I'll authenticate it. And you can blow it up or whatever you want to do with it. I don't care.
Oh, no, you've definitely served your purpose here.
He has? I thought he was gonna tell us where to start. Or do we already know where
to start?
He did,
the bar.
That sounds convenient. Yeah,
the one right there, the wagging tail.
Tail. I'm going to write that down. All right.
Yeah. A couple of guys have been in there for the last few days just drinking. I don't know how they do it. They don't get a hangover. They don't regret their life's decisions. They don't have existential crises. They don't sleep in the gutter.
You have a story. You just sleep here.
But do they are they friends with a magnificent pirate crew? Well, I don't know if we're pirate crew per se, but a crew nonetheless.
A we're fine loosely gentleman affiliated. Such as us.
They are definitely part of a crew.
No, we are a part of a crew. I'm saying he's friends with us. He's got a good things going for him.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, he's got a lot of good for him.
I really don't consider him a friend, but okay.
I mean, don't know. He's always been there when we needed him.
Consider you a friend.
I mean, he's my friend, and you're my friend, so then, therefore, friends.
Yep, that's math.
Nope. Yep,
math. What?
No.
Wow. How about that? I
don't consider him a friend.
Great.
Let's go to the wagon tail.
The wagon? The wagon tail?
Wagging tail.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Wow, there's a lot of siblings in here.
Oh no, this looks an awful lot like the Applebee's that we were stuck in.
The soccer moms.
Yeah.
You walk into the Wagging Tail, which is, in terms of bars, pretty gross and seedy, but, you know, got some lights. There's tables with people drinking at them, a lot of thick-necked guys. There's a bartender in the corner, and in the very back corner, kind of surrounded by a lot of people, making a lot of noise, are two hopefully familiar faces, although maybe not too much.
The guy on the right looks like your dad.
Oh, hey, before we walk in, can I change into that captain's outfit that we stole on the Dawn's hammer?
No.
Guard's outfit?
Was it a guard? I thought it was like the captain's outfit. I remember taking it off that captain or something.
Oh yeah, it was like a soldier's outfit. Yeah.
Okay. So you stripped a dead man naked?
Yes.
You're proud of that, huh?
No. I put it on though.
You're proud of that, huh?
Maybe a little. We'll see how well this works.
You stripped a man naked?
Probably a dead man. Okay, so then we walk in.
Yep, you guys walk in, and you're not, you know, it's a pretty busy bar. Lots of noise going on. Dim lights, smell of alcohol. Lots of burly men sitting around tables. In the back are two crew members you vaguely remember from being from Dawn's Hammer, P-Way and Tarnit.
Wait.
Oh, P-Way.
We helped P-Way.
Yeah, but he was in poor shape, I think.
What did we do with P-Way? We helped him escape, right?
No, I think we helped him escape, but I think he was just getting beat up a lot.
He did get beat up. Now, at one point, you did ask. You did consider leaving him behind.
But we didn't.
Oh, hell.
John didn't.
Who?
John, the captain.
Oh. Right, when we got into a huge fight.
Mm-hmm.
Is Dee Dee with us?
What, like, Dee Dee's going to remember?
Well, Pee Wee's going to remember a monkey that kicked ass. Sorry, all an right. Ape that kicked ass.
Yes.
So all let's go to the bar and order a drink.
All right. Bartender, just a average-looking Joe, just kind of looks you up and down and goes, huh, what are you drinking?
One bottle of whiskey, one bottle of holy water, and do you have cat food by chance?
I got the whiskey. I don't really have any holy water, and I definitely don't have any cat food. What do you think this is? The downtrodden toad? We got that fancy stuff whiskey? Here. We got whiskey. We got whiskey. We got beer. You can pick one or the other.
Do you have a shoe with a hole in it that we can drink it out of?
I got a dirty shoe with no laces.
Yeah, just put it in there. That's fine.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah, yeah. We'll take three of those.
Oh, well, I only got two shoes.
All right, pop them off already. Jesus Christ.
All right. He kicks off his shoes, sets them on the counter, takes two. Beer, whiskey? What do you have in your shoes?
Yeah, just put it in there. Will you just, all come right. on. Stop. Just
dumps one whiskey, one beer, and one of each shoe. Just kind of sets them out for you.
Oh, you got any cigarettes? The ape likes to smoke.
Oh, we don't have animals here. Is it a service animal?
It's my service ape, yes.
And what service does it provide?
It's just a man in a trench coat.
You keep that thing, he points to Dee Dee, you keep that thing contained. We already have enough craziness going on around here already. I don't need any monkey going off the rails.
Yeah, the bartender ain't got no shoes on.
Yeah, what am I going to do? You know, with glasses everywhere?
I assume a lot. Right.
Well, here's your shoes.
All right, let's drink and talk of tales, boys.
Okay.
Yar.
I'm just hoping that, like, we start talking and then the other guys come up to talk.
Yeah, because we're the cool group. We're like the cool group.
They're eyeing you from across the room. They definitely see you over there.
Oh, they see us. They see us, and they're impressed.
Do they look strong?
No, we look strong.
Okay.
So Tarnit is the bigger of the two. He is still short and kind of round, and they both look like they've been eating well. They're dressed in some nicer clothes. P-Way is still pretty skinny and, tall, but he is alive, which is pretty good for him. They've been drinking for a while. You can tell they've got drinks everywhere. They're talking to people. They're paying for their drinks. They're having a really good time. They're kind of living it up, and they're eyeing you from across the bar.
Yar!
We raise our boots.
They pick up their glasses. Arg!
They're speaking my language, lads.
All right, let's go over and talk to them then.
Let's go parlay.
Maybe they're pirates.
That seems... They did say yarg, so yeah.
And I come over and I'm like swagger over and I go like, so, crazy weather are you having, huh? Like the worst small talk you've ever heard.
Started in pretty good boots. They're like, well, better than being out on the sea, unless you know. And they kind of share each other, like a little nudging glance with each other and a little elbow rub. Terrible weather.
I be from the sea myself. I'm Captain Adric Fitzclyde, and I like wait for a moment to further all soak in. Yar.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. And P-Way, like, looks over your shoulder. Is that her monkey?
That's Chuckles.
Hey!
And he's an ape, thank you.
And he tinkers.
Yeah, I'll tinker you right now.
Also, we do have a literal ape named Dee Dee, yes.
Dee Dee walks up to the table and they're like, ah, they're so excited to see him turn in P-Way Bold of Dee Dee! And kind of like slap her on the back and pour a drink for her and says, oh, the growing's all together. We couldn't have asked for a better night off.
Does Dee Dee recognize them?
Dee Dee does recognize them. Dee Dee was on, on their ship before, so valued crewmate.
Does Dee Dee love them more than she loves us?
No.
Why would you? That's the strangest question I think I've ever heard.
Why is that strange? I'm wondering. I'm jealous.
I like to think that Chuckles is just staring at this like happy reunion, just very upset. Just
yeah.
that Abe better not love those guys more than she loves us.
Yeah,
but Dee Dee loves Squish more than he loves Juggles.
And she loves cigarettes more than she loves anyone. So what's your point?
Oh, it's so good to see you, Dee Dee. Tell us about your adventures. And Dee Dee starts, like, you know, making monkey noises and wah, kind of, you know, speaking. And Pee Wee and Tartar just, Prison, you say? Blew it up.
Oh, my God. Oh. They speak Dee Dee, guys.
Of course we are. We're crewmates. We speak all the languages. That speak the language of friends. What about you? You guys haven't picked up any monk?
I mean, not yet.
I can't read. I can understand it. I just can't speak it. I understood everything you could say.
Hey, weren't you those guys? They say they're pointing to the three of you now. This kind of recognition. Weren't you those guys that blew up the first ship?
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
What ship?
No, it was technically the ghost that blowed up the ship.
Yeah, we're the Garbage Boys.
Yep, Garbage Burge Boys. You may have heard of us.
The Garbage Boys.
The Garbage Boys.
The Garbage Lads. Well,
come and have a drink with us, Garbage Boys. We owe you some thanks. If it weren't for you blowing up our first ship, well, we wouldn't have got our second one, and we wouldn't have gotten the treasure. And then the whole crowd goes...
Oh, in that case, we did blow it up.
And you realize they've all been Pee-Way and Tarnit have been paying for everyone's drinks this entire evening.
Oh, how funny. They haven't started paying for ours yet.
Let's fix that for you. Bartender, more shoes for these men.
Whiskey, extra sour. It helps against scurvy.
Holy water.
Also helps against scurvy.
All right. Well, do we all want to take a quick break and go get a drink with the rest of the crew?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Wait, is this in character or out of character?
This is out of character. This is Bridget saying she wants to get a drink.
The garbage. The garbage.
I'm in here now.
How was that?
Who stepped on a frog?
That was a ghost. Ghost frog.
It was Kaboom, the ghost. Every once in a while, he lets out a burp. No, and he's ready to blow something up.
You're going to feel him a little rumble in your pocket. That's him building up gas.
Yes, exactly. All right, where were we?
Is everyone back? Sorry, still can't see you. Tiger, Brandon, you guys there?
You can only see me.
Hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you and Craig.
Oh, okay.
So P. Wayne Tarnett invite you to have some drinks, and they start talking with you. They tell you, good to have the whole crew with us again, except for Dawn, of course, but, you know, she's roughing it up over at Ginger's Club. Too fancy for us, but that's all right. We'll all have a good time either way.
Well, I'm glad we ran into you, too.
You guys seem like a couple of true blue souls.
It's actually nice to hear that you guys escaped that exploding ship.
Yeah, that was a pretty... Oh.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
He just trailed off.
Yep.
That's the most captain thing I've ever seen.
All right, I got distracted by what?
A shoe full of liquor.
The important thing is that we stuck together despite all of that. You know, we escaped the ship. We bought another one. We pooled all of our money together, bought another ship, and look how it's paid off. Look at us. We're rich.
How did it pay off?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Is this scheme quick rich?
Because I could really use a quick rich scheme.
It's not even a scheme. It was just luck. We were out there fishing for Leviathan caviar. Y'all know about that. Most delicious, best thing on the planet. And, well, we didn't catch any Leviathan because we're not very good at it, apparently. But while we were out there, we caught this giant chest. It was this big, gray, burly-looking thing. And, you know, the Dawn, she said, I don't think we should be touching with that. And Peeway, you too, you said, I don't think we should be touching with that. But you know what I thought? I thought it's a treasure chest. What have they got locked up in there? We crack the sucker open. There's pirate treasure just everywhere. Doubloons coming out of the thing. And this stupid necklace thing, and a couple of
masks. Wait, there was a necklace?
Yeah, it's made out of, Leviathan teeth, you know. That's what they said, that's what they claimed. You know, the people who took a look at it, they said it looked like Leviathan teeth. Dawn, being smart. What do you mean it's weird?
I mean, I don't know, it's a little... 90s, you know, to put teeth on a necklace. I mean, we'll take that off your hands if you don't want it anymore.
Yeah, who wants to carry around gross teeth? Am I right, lads?
Right, except my own.
Oh, yeah, we don't have a necklace. I mean, well, what are we going to do with a necklace, right? What are we going to do with one, you know?
Yeah, I know us men, we hate necklaces. That's so gross.
You give it to a lady friend to spoo her.
So what? You throw it back in the ocean?
No. Dawn took it. You know what? Dawn's a smart girl. She took all of our belongings, all of the treasure, and she divided it up equally, and she gives us a little bit every day. Because, you know, she knows me and P-Way. We're not the best with budgeting. So she gives us a little bit of money every day, and we just enjoy life as it is. Eventually, we're going to have to go back out there onto that boat, but not today.
Hey, yeah, all right.
When you got it evaluated, did they say if it had, like, a name or something?
Well, Dawn had it evaluated. Dawn's the one that's been handling all this. They called it the, Magu Fin. That's what they called it, the Magu Fin.
That sounds like a fish.
Name. Wait, it was the Magu Fin?
That's what they called it, a Magu Fin necklace.
Magu.
Do you know that thing is, like, priceless?
Well, you know what's really priceless? The company of friends. And he slaps Pee Wee.
It's worthless. And
No. Hold on. I want to try to.
Mm-hmm. All right. How are we going to trick these people? What are you doing?
Yeah, is we tell them that it's extremely valuable, which is true, so that hopefully they'll join us in trying to get it back from Dawn.
Or they'll take it for Dawn themselves.
Dawn was the ship.
No, Dawn is the captain of the ship.
Oh, Dawn is the hammer.
Dawn's hammer and Dawn's reforger.
Reloaded, revenge, reforge, resurrection.
Resurrection.
My God.
Refrigerator.
Dawn's refrigerator.
That is my plan. If you guys want to go with it or not.
I mean, that's a decent plan.
We're just here for a good time.
Yeah, I already forgot why we came.
Yeah, it's a strong shoe.
Free refills.
They're free to us.
Yeah.
Somehow this turned into an in-character talk.
It's a segue.
All right,
the most important, the prized possession is friendship. And then, like I said, he slaps P-Way and Dee Dee on the back and does one of these. I'm so glad we got the crew back together.
Yar!
More drinks on their tab.
Yeah.
Yar! Yeah, I'll drink more.
Yeah, and they order another round.
Wait, there's only been two shoes this time. Who's not drinking?
I didn't hear a harm from you.
Wait, I didn't know. I thought I was the only one drinking out of shoes.
No, because the bartender has two shoes.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we got two shoes.
Well, there's three of us.
Understood.
The bartender only has two shoes.
No, I understood that too. I just didn't think that you guys also wanted to drink out of shoes. I thought that was just for me, Chuckles.
So you've been drinking out of both shoes?
Yeah.
He double fisting it. He double shoeing it.
You're double shoeing the drinks?
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
Are you just wearing socks right now?
No, the bartender's shoes, not my own shoes. I'm
The bartender's definitely just wearing socks.
There's a couple holes in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gross. Yeah, I'm not drinking out of shoes.
They call it the wagon tail, but boy, my dog's barking.
Yar.
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 Yeah. Friendship. That's the most prized possession of all. Yeah, we got it. I've watched enough Saturday morning cartoons to know that it was about the friends we made along the way, but it's also about the necklace.
Yar.
Yep.
Like I said, I don't know about the necklace. I mean, really, it looked like a cheap piece of junk. You know, one of those things you buy at, like, souvenir shops. You know, I'm lucky it didn't just say, you know, made in China or something on it.
Yeah.
And China was a place that existed, which clearly doesn't, because we're in a semi-futuristic fantasy land.
But also in the past.
But also in the past.
But we should get that necklace and sell it on the open market. I've got a buyer.
Yeah. P-Way and Turner kind of look at each other and they're like, well, I mean, we don't have the necklace.
Let's go get it.
Well, the only person who knows where it is currently is the captain. She's all the way across town.
Well, you know where she is. Let's jump her.
And they just kind of stare at you. Like, we never do anything like that against Dawn. Did you know that your project is the most important thing?
And you have four friends here.
You can't be friends with your boss.
Friend. It's called, no, absolutely not. It's called Dawn's Hammer. It's Dawn's Hammer Reforged. We're Dawn's boys, not garbage boys. We stand by our crew.
Yeah. But hold on, Pee-Way. What's the other guy's name? Turvish?
Tarnit.
The worst argument I've ever heard.
Doesn't Pee-Way's hammer and Tarnit's hammer sound better than Dawn's hammer?
Listen, before we met Dawn, we were just drinking every night, poor as hell.
You're still doing that. Covered
with diseases. But we're rich and we're doing it. And it's because of her smart ingenuity. We wouldn't have been able to buy another ship after you guys blew up the first one. We wouldn't be able to buy a second ship. We wouldn't have been able to go to the Void Sea and back without Dawn. We don't do anything without her. And
now you listen to me, P-Way. I done blowed up the Dawn's hammer. I'm going to blow up Dawn's resurrection and I'm going to blow up Dawn. So if you want to blow up instead of being the blowy, then you get on this boat.
Squish starts backing away.
He's got that look in his eye.
As you guys are yelling and the voices in the bar are starting to raise, you notice that all of the patrons, all of those really thick-necked, burly men are getting quiet and they're turning to look at you.
Oh, those are bears.
He's been our strong.
I'm going to take DD and start walking towards the door.
Right. You're just going to leave me out there. Okay.
Where's Dawn?
You don't know.
And Pee-Wee stand up.
Yeah, we know where Dawn's at.
All right. We're going there. Let's go.
You know what? Instead of backing away, I just put an arm around Juckle and, like, turn him around. I turn around to Pee-Wee and Thurston.
No, this guy doesn't think he knows who he's talking to.
And go, hey, he gets really angry.
I will blow everything up right to the kingdom come.
When he double shoes, he gets so angry.
Put me down. Put me down. I'm going to blow him up. Let me at him. I'm going to blow him up.
I'm Fireman carrying Juckles out of the bar.
Oh, you are lucky. You are lucky. You just Fireman carry me out of here, because if he wasn't carrying me, I could blow you up.
I feel like this would happen in real life. Like, this is when the characters become the...
So, Squish, you leave Chuckles out. Captain, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm falling behind. I was just trying to schmooze with everybody else, kind of blend in. I don't know what the fuss is about. I'm just hanging out, you know? I'm just hanging out. I'm having a here for a good time, you know?
Everyone's leaving. Everyone's leaving the bar now.
Yeah, yep, yeah. I'm jumping, and I'm slowly getting up the heck out of there. I am leaping over a few chairs, and goodbye.
As you guys leave the bar, Dee Dee slowly kind of follows you, but she gets about halfway to the bar, or to the door, and looks back at Pee-Way and Tarnit, and does one of these.
A peace sign?
Yeah, and walks away.
Wait, to them, not to us, right?
No. She's following you.
Oh, truly, truly, she is.
She does love us more.
She's got the fucking best life on the Garbarge.
Yeah, she's truly the best of us. I mean, if she could make peace like that, we almost got into a fight over that. She, with two fingers, made peace.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you almost got into a fight.
I was going to settle it for all of us.
You threatened to blow up the entire wagging tail.
Yeah, I did. And I could have, too, if you would just let me.
You don't have the kaboom ghost.
I'd blow him up, though.
All right, I'd figure it out. Let's sober up on the way to the ginger.
Yeah, I know.
I do think as the captain and as myself, I do think he could have figured out how to blow it up. I mean,
he's
worked with less and blown up more.
Yeah, he could have tinkered a giant bomb.
Yeah, that place is a powder keg ready to explode. Yeah, and I was the one to explode it.
He could show you how to make a bomb out of a piece of toilet paper and a stick of dynamite.
He's a real McGovernor.
I'm pretty great, aren't I? And then that's when I pass out.
Don't pass out.
I passed out right after I said that.
As you guys are walking down and Chuckles passes out, you're still in the docks, and you hear a couple of footsteps following behind you, and you hear someone go, "Well, you guys going to blow something else up, huh?" And there's Tawny, Baz's second in command, and two of the thugs.
I immediately drop Chuckles on the ground and draw my rifle.
Oh, see, you just dropped your best weapon right there.
Your rifle is in disrepair.
You just dropped your best weapon right there. Just pick up that little...
He's passed out.
He's the perfect weapon right now. Just hook him at the three of them. I guarantee you, throw the little man at them. They won't see it coming.
All right, then I draw a pistol.
And they kind of stop, and they're like, "Listen, we just want to talk. You know, maybe we just we feel bad about the way things ended with Baz, but you realize you're in his territory, right?"
"Okay, so what are you doing here then?"
And as they're continuing to talk, two guys show up behind you. So there's three in front of you, two behind you. And they said, "Look, we just, there's just some loose ends we need to tie up, a junk fort we got to get back. I mean, we don't want any harm to come to you, except, of course, the harm that we're going to inflict on you ourselves."
"Okay, so go get the goddamn junk fort."
"What junk fort? I don't know anything about a junk fort."
"I'm passed out."
"You're not here right now.
You're kind of in a stalemate situation. You guys are surrounded."
"All right. Well, I pull out the explosive demon."
"Okay. All right. Threatening tactic. I thought you were going to actually, like, let him go."
"No. Back off. This baby is ready to explode."
It's a whiskey bottle.
"All right. You're right. I got a better idea.
Did you pull off the wrong peg leg again?"
"You know what it might be. Can I do my ritual summoning?"
"Yes, of course."
"All right. How do I do that? Or do I say I do it?
Does it take time?"
The ritual itself takes time as long as the ritual takes. So there's the process of doing the ritual. So tell us what your ritual is for summoning your fire demon."
"Oh, my ritual. What can I do for a ritual? Is it like a dance?"
"It could be anything. This is all fucking made up.
You can do a dance. You can say an incantation. You can do some mystical hand waving.
I do all of that. But roughly, it looks like the fusion dance from Dragon Ball Z."
"Fusion ha!"
And I do that, and I like out
with
of my
the,
fingers,
with the bottle in one of the hands.
"Yeah, yeah. Well, he does. It's not from a bottle. He comes from my fingertips, though. You know,
right? And so he shows up in the other side of the fusion dance.
Yeah, Yeah, and his name is Flamio Hotman. he's a fire knight, and he shoots fireballs because it gives him pleasure. He has no reasoning for it. He just loved to shoot fireballs. They had to put him down for it. That's why I could summon him.
He appears and kind of, you know, and just starts shooting off some fireballs. Are these going in any particular direction, Captain, or are these just going everywhere?
Oh, they're just going kind of in a, he's like aiming kind of like a sprinkler system. But it's his fireballs. They make the sound that Mario's fireballs make. You know, I can't make the fireball sound, it turns out. But, yeah, he's doing that. And I'm kind of standing behind. I'm like, I've never done this before. I don't know how long he's going to take. We better get Chuckles out of here.
No, leave him there.
All right.
What? He's my cabin boy. I can't leave him here.
During all the confusion, I sneak away.
Oh my god! I run up and do like the worst cartwheel you've ever seen. Kind of like what Creed does from The Office when he does his perfect cartwheel. It looks just like that. And I grab Chuckles and I throw him over my shoulder and I start running.
Well, I was going to attack these guys.
Oh well, I didn't know that. So I did a half somersault.
So you're running in the opposite direction. I'm going to have you roll your wreck plus one because you're using your demon to see what kind of damage your fireball demon does.
That's fair. And here we go. Oof.
Wait, it should be plus one, so you should roll at least one.
Right. I don't think you're doing this right. No
offense, I go to actions, and I go to command, and I go from there. It just says standard, risky, and zero D.
Wreck. I'm doing this for you.
I did wreck. Oh, maybe.
Do wreck.
Plus one.
Yeah.
Roll.
So it should be the five, yeah. I don't, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird that when you're doing it, it's not the right number. So I'll just go with the five. You managed to take one of the guards out. You're also setting things on fire. In the street. So like kindling is starting to crisp up and form some of the you know, everything's kind of getting a little crispy.
I'm going to shoot
one of the guys out. You hit one of them.
I'm going to shoot Tommy.
I imagine the fire guy is like kind of like one of those weird guys that just really like loves fire. And he's like, fire, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just like,
fire.
From like Beavis?
Yeah. Time of
from
his Beavis life.
And Butthead, yeah.
He looks like Beavis on fire.
That's what she said. You're going to shoot Tawny?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot Tawny from a distance because I snuck away.
Okay, go ahead and use your hunt.
Trying to think if I should push myself here. Hold on. Let me see how much stress I got. Oh, yeah. I'm going to push myself.
Yeah, didn't you get rid of all your...
No, I got two. Oh, thank God I did, I think.
You hit Tawny. He's going to go down. You've got three kind of ganging up on you. And the fire demon, I'm sure, is still doing his sort of thing, but he's going to start to burn out. So now it's more of like three plus DD against three.
DD, go! Attack!
Attack them! All right.
Use confusion. Gonna go.
DD, dragon's rage.
Are you commanding DD to wreck?
We're kind of treating him like a Pokemon right now.
Yeah, I guess so, even though I don't have any. So, yeah. That's exactly what I did.
All right, let's see how she does. Go ahead and command DD.
Not good.
Dee sees the fireballs and just starts screaming, you know, just cannot stand the fire. Just people are starting to come into the street. The smoke is starting to get people's attention. You're starting to hear like fire bells and like a fire alarm going off. People start shouting for water. You're getting a lot of attention now. The three guards are kind of like, oh, shit, what do we do? Chuckles, are you still asleep?
I feel like maybe that the commotion from the fire alarm start to wake me up.
That and I started kicking you.
Ow! Who's kicking me?
Nobody! Get up! We're on attack!
What?
On attack!
What did you do now?
Home.
All right. Okay. I'd like to help. Can I roll for that?
Are you ready to be thrown?
What? No, don't throw me.
Throw him.
You better come up with a good idea to get us out of here, or I have to throw you.
Well, I've only got two moves.
Let's see it.
And I'm just backed up into a corner, and I see you guys looking at me like I'm supposed to help, and I really have no idea. I just woke up, and I'm starting to get desperate. I'm starting to get desperate.
Trump card.
I'm starting to get desperate.
Go limp.
He's starting to get desperate. Oh my god, I know he's got that look in his eyes.
Captain, are you going to try and sway these guys to back off, or are you just giving everyone?
No, I'm going to join. If Chuckles, you going nut punting?
I think so. We're going to go like back to back.
Yeah, back to back nut punching.
I just start cheering from the side, going yes.
Like we're standing side by side, ready to go, and we start charging.
And wait, none of these people have seen our nut punch, right? Tawny? No, Tawny might have. I don't think he has either.
Tawny's down, though.
Okay.
Tawny's down.
All right. So, yeah, I guess we're going nut hunting.
Do you guys want to do this together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and
push yourself.
I was going to say you get a plus one because you've got Squish giving you encouragement.
Okay.
Can someone else roll for me just because I've been having a hard time?
Yeah.
I just rather.
And it's wreck, right?
Yeah.
We're
going to wreck. We're going to wreck.
If you guys get two sixes, they add together for a critical success.
Oh, that's critical.
Because we got teamwork.
All right. So. I'm not even going to look.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Captain got two sixes.
Yeah. But I'm like. I'm doing like a bat, like the Batman backhand where I'm like. But I'm on my knees. Like I slide. Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
All right. Two of the guys out immediately. They're down. Wow. And the third, after seeing such disaster, just takes off. There's a crowd of people in the street, but none of them are approaching you because they just saw that ludicrous display of nut punching.
Yeah, they call me the Nut Blaster Disaster.
What? You stole my
move. Can I just say out of character, it amazes me that like y'all will roll some shitty rolls sometimes. But the nut punching, almost without fail, gets a critical.
You don't want it to work. You really, really don't want it to work. But, you know, that's what's got me into this mess.
One of these times, I just like it to fail, but it never does.
It's like the dice know.
It's incredible.
I mean, we're all a little like Bobby Hill.
I don't know you.
That's my purse.
That's my chuckles.
Well, there are still some smoldering embers and a meat. Yeah,
smoldering embers of nuts.
Of nuts.
Yeah, it's a fucking, it's a fucking round zero over here.
Too close to the reunion, man.
Well, shit, you're right.
Yeah. When you said Tawny was down, he's just injured. He's not dead, right?
Yeah. You only got a five, so he's not completely out. He saw everything that you guys did, but he's not going to be able to follow you.
I want to shoot him in the head.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, maybe not in the head, but I definitely want to do a killing.
Yeah,
where
shoot
else are
to
you
kill.
Gonna shoot him, I guess. You're gonna if you're heart? Gonna execute him
in the heart.
Whoa! Can I see you approaching his head for like an execution?
Yeah. So I walk up with the pistol drawn and pointing it at him.
And
walking slowly.
And I'm like, whoa, come on. I don't like this bastard any more than you do, but this is not us, man. You're gonna shoot him in cold blood?
He's betrayed us.
It's not
in cold blood. He tried to attack us.
I think it was a misunderstanding.
No, it's not.
Okay, fine. We understood perfectly. But this does not seem right. I think maybe we could get a use out of him.
So you want to leave him on the garbage?
No, he's not on the garbage.
No, you want to bring him to the garbage and leave him there while we our stuff.
No, I think maybe he could serve to give us information. And then give a message back to Baz. I'm just saying, I'm not all about murdering this man in cold blood. Now, yes, I have murdered my fair share of people via explosions. But, I mean, that was not cold blood, probably.
But what bigger message can you send than killing someone second in command?
I mean... That's true. I'm not comfortable. I'm sorry. I vote no on killing this man in cold blood. I guess we're a crew. I don't know if we vote, but that's just all I'm saying.
Let's go. No murder. Stop murdering.
What if we just tie him up and take his pants? That's pretty embarrassing.
You can nut blast him. Seems like that's working for me.
I feel like that might be pushing our luck. But, yes.
Junkles, I see you haven't gotten yours in today.
Wait, I didn't punch it all either?
No, Squish hasn't.
Oh.
Chuckles, you punched. You took him down.
Thank
you. You took the third one down, right?
Oh, you took the third one down?
Yeah, I did some punching.
Oh, yeah,
you each hit one, and the shock of it scared the third one off.
I don't know what we do with this guy. I don't feel comfortable just shooting him in the head, laying here on the ground. Yeah, That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying.
Nope, I see tactically, strategically why we should do that. Don't feel good about it. We got a lot of ghosts following us, probably.
Yeah, we don't need any more.
All right. Okay, so I point the gun at his head. And basically, I put it against his forehead and go, you join us or die.
Well, like our crew?
Yeah, he's like,
he joins our crew or he dies.
He's going to have a probationary period at least, right?
Yes, of course.
He's got to pay dues.
Actually, twice dues. He's got to pay double dues.
And week of hazing.
And he's got to sleep outside.
Let's let him make his decision first.
I'm just saying there's going to be some stipulations.
Let him make his blackmail decision first.
Yes.
I mean, what would I even do on your ship? Boat?
Wob the deck?
The poop deck.
You'll do whatever we tell you to do.
I'm going to need someone to try to convince him to do this.
I'm going to sway.
I think you're going to sway him. I'm going to give you plus one because you have a gun to his head. If anyone else wants to join in and add into that, you can add.
I have no skill in sway.
You can just push him and take one. You take one stress, and you would give Andy Squish an extra roll or an extra die.
I would like to. I'm just trying to think of narratively how I would even help with that.
Just be like, he'll do it.
Okay.
He will pull that trigger.
I tried to stop him. He doesn't always listen to me.
And
it's 50-50, like, bud.
As I'm sitting there with the gun, my eyes, like, they glow brighter red.
He's got that look in his eyes.
And he has not been one to punch nuts.
Nope. He just blows them straight off.
Yeah. All right. Chuckles, go ahead and take one stress. Squish, you're going to get your sway. Plus one for the gun. Plus one for Chuckles' assistance on that.
All right.
All right. I'll join your crew. I don't want to work for Baz anymore anyway.
Really? Great, we got an intern.
Well, that was pretty easy.
Now, Chuckles, fix him where I shot him earlier.
What, like, please, punch his nuts?
No, don't punch his nuts. No,
he definitely got me in the gut, and I'm not going to die right now, but I probably should get a little, patching up.
Well, I feel like that's a loophole. Like, if you just died, I'd be okay with that. I just didn't want Chuckles to shoot you in the head.
Not Chuckles.
I mean, sorry. I just didn't want Squish to shoot you straight in the head. I also didn't want Chuckles to do it.
You just wanted to prolong his suffering. And I'm the bad guy.
I guess there's a philosophical argument. You realize,
my intestinal tract is definitely, bleeding into my blood, and I'm going to have poop blood. You'd rather have that for me than just fix me up and let me be your cabin boy.
Chuckles. Because honestly, our bathroom is somewhat of a public bathroom, and this poop blood that you're talking about, I prefer that to be private. All right, I'll fix you up.
Or we can take him to our doctor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got a doctor, too. I just learned. I'm sorry. I'm a new doctor. I'm really excited to practice medicine. Give me them intestines.
Can you please die for me?
If I get this right, your physicker one, basically you tinker plus one to heal him.
Really?
Is that right?
You can tinker
with bugs.
Yes, I just don't know about the plus one.
Everyone in your crew gets plus one die to their healing treatment rolls.
Yeah, we took that crew upgrade.
Oh, wow. All right.
You're able to bandage him up quite a bit. He's stable and he's walking on his two feet. He's not like going to be the fastest or the strongest. If you want him to come with you,
no, that's going to be Chuckles, because the fastest and the strongest.
Yeah. It's going to be Chuckles.
The fastest and the strongest. Now that I'm away,
should I stay? Should I stay here, or should I?
Yeah, come
I go with
us.
You?
Actually, go get us some coffee first. Intern.
All right. And
go rest at the guard barge.
He can't know where the guard barge is yet.
He's on our team.
Yeah, but I don't trust him yet, just yet.
Where do you want him to rest? We don't even know where the guard barge is. We jumped off and it just takes off.
All right. We really ought to buy an anchor.
I tied it to a tree.
The last anchor we had, we used it as a stepping stone for someone to jump on.
That was a garbage can lid. That was our buoy. I used something way more responsible this time. Suitcase.
Oh, well, I'm just saying maybe he should just follow us. Wait, can he follow us?
Follow me.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's just have him follow us until he proves himself and we can show him where the guard barge is. He's going to burn it down. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. I know he said he doesn't want to work for Baz anymore. I think maybe that was just because we threatened his life.
Well, we'll leave Dee Dee on the ship, and Dee Dee won't let him burn it down.
That's true.
Dee Dee will eat his lunch.
Dee Dee's very fond.
Then we won't have Dee Dee, though.
Yeah, but we also have a monkey. Well, we also have a butler and a fire demon and an explosive demon.
All right. Yeah, if that's what you guys want to do, but if he burns the garbage down, I told us so.
If he burns the garbage down, we're getting rid of
him. I fucking told us so.
If they burn my ship down, I'll burn this whole city down. I am not done exploding things. I mean, not by yet. Not by far.
I mean, that doesn't benefit me either. I live here.
You just tried to burn the city down.
I will. You know what burns great is wood.
This whole city's made of wood.
Yeah. And we can use him to get information about Baz.
Yeah.
So Dee Dee leads Tawny away, and the three of you continue down the street.
Tawny, you better have some cigarettes for her.
What for?
She likes to smoke. What else would cigarettes be good for? I'm now regretting.
What? And you're worried about me burning it down.
She's responsible. She knows the butts go in the poop hole. Taught her well.
Guess.
Okay.
Sewer gas.
Sewer gas. The whole thing just explodes. All right. Well, seems like a good place to take a break.